Oh, I'm in my studio where I record, and I just found that there's a creaky floor. Am I the only person that does this? Let's see if we can get the sound of this creaky door. Hold on, that's not the creaky door. It's a creaky crack. Hold on. Can you hear it? I can't tell if it's showing up. There's no way for me to really get close to the floor and... So, welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast, a podcast that is against groupthink. It's an anti-groupthink, or it's just a groupthink podcast. I don't know. I guess I'm anti-groupthink. I guess there's certain scenarios where you could be for groupthink. Groupthink is the idea that when people get together, they generally all think the same thing and get lazy and don't think unique thoughts. All this show is about is making you think uniquely. So, in order to be unique, we're going to slam ideas into your head with a best of. So this week's a best of. We have enough now, you know, we generally do them pretty regularly when between, you know, 20 and 15 episodes. There you go, groupthink, normally 15 and 20. No, 20 and 15. There's no reason that you could count. Do you ever think of that? You could count with negative one. Well, you obviously, Michael, but you couldn't. It would just add time to your life. You could go negative one, negative two, negative three. I don't know. Whatever. That was nonsense. Either way, the point is you're going to hear a best of today. And then, but we're trying to make it up to you for the fact that we had a crappy October with audio quality wise. So you're going to get a best of today. And then you're going to hear a bonus episode. That's right. Now, I'm hoping we're able to pull this off and really make the stuff make sense. But after this, we're going to hear next week, you're going to hear a bonus episode, which is stuff where me directing Deepu, stuff we cut from the show, little preambles and things like that, me yelling at Deepu. It's hopefully we're going to be able to find it all because we you know, we save a lot, but, you know, we throw out a lot too. But we try to save everything. But so next week, you'll hear... a bonus, which a lot of people don't do. Won't cut stuff that hits the cutting room floor. That doesn't mean it's bad. Usually it means it's nonsense like this, like me talking or us having a conversation, and it just makes no sense within the episode. And so you'll get to enjoy that. And of course, go check out our Soundbite account. Let's Start a Cult Podcast on Soundbite. By the time you'll hear by the end of this month, you'll hear our new series, and go get caught up now. All right. Bye. You want no cold open?
Oh, right. We're doing a cold open.
Do you want to do a cold open? Go
I
ahead.
Do your
Leno thing.
I know we don't want to, we never bring up specific events that happened recently, but a certain Pacific. Yes, it's the Hawaiian holidays today. A holiday happened recently. I won't mention which one, but it does have to do with bunnies. And I wanted to just really quickly just talk about a bunny that my family had for a very brief amount of time. You ever have a bunny growing up, Mike?
No, I had real pets, not farm animals.
Yeah. So my mom brought home a bunny. She from a salesman on a dirt road.
The thing you think I don't want you to say on the show is Easter.
Yeah.
That's what you think I mean when I say don't get into specifics.
Yeah.
So you're just going to vaguely insult the Christian religion, and you think I'm okay. Just say, what does it have to do? Bunny. Easter reminded you of bunnies, man.
No, but what if people get left out? They don't know what's going on.
People are left out. Because that was crazy. What the fuck are you talking about?
All right, so Easter. I'm so glad you let me say Easter.
Just say you thought of bunnies. There's no way this story has anything to do with Easter.
That's true.
So why the you just did some hacky... what you didn't do was you didn't do the hacky radio guy intro. Mm-hmm. You didn't do, well, it's Easter coming up and I'm shooting mustard out of my mouth and bunnies are there. Like, you did... You just vaguely referred to the fact that a bunny holiday happened?
This is my
just
yearly
story. Just fucking tell
me
about your bunny.
Okay, my mom brought home a bunny from Pennsylvania from a salesman on a dirt road, okay? And she
down in Georgia looking for a soul to steal. That's how you said that. Go on, okay, get to the fucking
she
bunny.
She had the option to buy a cage for the bunny from the salesman. She did not buy a cage. She just got the bunny.
Deepu's mom's a fucking idiot.
All right. Someone on Facebook suggested that you should turn the colors off on your phone and you'll be less enticed and less entranced by social media apps, which are, by design, visually just designed to suck you in and keep you attached to them. So I did that. I'd actually turned the colors off on my phone.
So we gotta end the episode. I've never heard worse advice.
You think it's bad advice? My uncle's an optometrist, and I talked to him yesterday, and he said there's actually some basis in that.
Oh, your uncle's an optometrist. Well, when I have a lot of technical problems with my phone or, I don't know, like my computer or my television, I go to Lens Crafters.
He hates Lens Crafters. Don't go to Lens Crafters, folks. Support small business.
Support local optometrists. Go to them. Have them fix your iPhone. Deepu will tell you, any optometrist will jailbreak your iPhone. They'll do it for you.
You gotta do everything. Yeah, these
Deepu,
days.
Yeah. And your uncle confirmed there's some interest. There's some Deepu. I'm gonna be your uncle right now, and you tell this to me, and I go, you know, that's interesting. There's actually a scant amount of scientific evidence that colors are pretty looking. I'm doing some research on it now. I've strapped a rat down to a board, and I'm pushing the limits of science to figure out if colors are indeed pretty.
Well,
I don't know. How do you see? Don't you think that I'm gonna just do this super logically. Don't you think that the UX of the phone itself is meant to be pleasant? Don't you think that there are some pleasant features to let you know when a normal message has shown up, or an email, or you have a phone call? Don't you think you're taking away from? Don't you think the simpler thing is to just delete the app you don't like, rather than creating an alternate universe in which the colors are not as appealing? It's like alternate evolution. It's like that the idea that, well, the frogs wouldn't have survived if they were a different color. Well, they will only survive because the poison ones live because they were there. And so you're saying, well, why don't we just change the colors of the frogs? That way they're not poisonous? I am losing my mind here, people.
I can't believe you are refuting the power of colors. I can't believe it.
Anyway, this was Deepu's episode.
Whoa. I mean, let him.
Okay, he's got an example.
McDonald's logo.
Oh, my gosh. And so wait, hold on. Can I make a note? I want to make a note of things. Okay, so hold on. I'm making a column A, column B. Instances in which colors are pretty. Okay, I'm ready. Number one. Do you want it one or in dots?
I'll
do it like one and then A, B, C if there's different things for it. Okay.
I think A, B, C is funnier. I think A, B, C is funnier.
Okay, so letter A, in which – now, I'll tell you something right now. This paper is white, and adding this gray color to it is making it much more interesting. So I think you're onto something. And you know, now that I look at it, the white color of the paper is very interesting as well.
No. That's just you. But the rest – the American eyeball does not see it that way, typically.
They don't see
an interest in the color white. They only see, and by the way, you're using a gray pen apparently. So
gray pencil.
You could even be more interested if you switched to like a blue marker. So I would, you know, I was just.
All right. So I've
let me,
switched.
Let me fax one to you. Hold on.
I gotta say the fax came in black and white. Boy, is it interesting.
You ran out of toner? What happened there?
No, I just keep it in the most interesting colors. My two favorite colors are black and white. So, okay, what are your examples, though?
McDonald's, Twitter,
okay,
Facebook.
What is – hold on. You need to slow down. So you're saying that McDonald's has a color logo and that colors are pretty.
And, you know, they –
okay, so McDonald's, I'm writing
that –
they
create cravings.
Excuse me. What are the colors in the McDonald's? How am I going to know which colors are interesting, Deepu, if I don't write down that McDonald's has interesting colors? You don't think it's because they make incredibly fatty, delicious, non-nutritious, almost dessert-like foods that is easily available and cheap? It has to be the yellow. Well, go ahead, Deepu. Tell me what colors to write down for McDonald's being interesting.
Yellow with red trim.
Oh, my God. So how do I fix that? If it was in black and white, no one would eat McDonald's. There's no brands that are popular that have black and white as their logo.
Exactly.
There are hundreds.
Yeah. Failing businesses.
Nike.
Not a food company. Not as enticing as one
Deepu,
thought.
How can you be upset that I want to cut this off? Puma. Do you want food companies? Is that really like your thing here?
Okay. First of all, we all know that Nike and Puma can't use colors because of the
Okay, well, they use colors. They use black and white.
Those aren't colors, man. That's the absence of color.
So you turned your...
color.
No, it isn't. it's not. That's not how you actually... It doesn't matter.
This is a social media podcast. Okay, this is a podcast about social media. Twitter
I'm trying to make sure people understand it's a social media podcast. And I'm just trying to keep in context what your advice here is. Your advice here is that social media wouldn't be as good without the colors.
It'll be a little bit less effective at keeping you addicted.
Okay, what colors are the fonts on Facebook and Twitter?
What colors are the fonts? White, in many cases, and black, right?
And white.
Okay, well, see, you're pigeonholing me. You'd be such a good lawyer. You should have gone to law school, because you...
I have no understanding of the law. I am Spock. I have understanding of goddamn logic, man.
Okay, how about this?
You're presenting an argument that is on its face ridiculous.
Okay, there are colors that reach out to you on these apps. Okay.
Oh, but you're so wrong. Some of the more popular cultures are black and white. That the color scheme is black and white. You're just goth culture and all of those have black and white and there's plenty of foods. You know, chocolate is generally a black and white kind of thing. They're very dull colors, but those evoke the imagination. You're just, you know, lots of Japanese sort of samurai culture is a black and white thing. There's people that love black and white photography. It's just not real, Deepu.
When I drive by a Nike logo on a billboard, my mouth doesn't water. When I drive by McDonald's sign, my mouth drips as I stare at it.
What is the most popular device for using social media right now?
Phone.
Right. What colors did the iPhone come out in?
Basically all of them? All the colors?
Nope.
Black and white?
Black and white. It became the most popular phone in the world using black and white. Mac, by the way, switched to a grayscale color scheme and became much more popular than they were when they had their, you know, colored backs of their things.
Yeah, well, maybe people weren't trying to eat their fucking computers.
So are you trying to eat your Twitter?
I come from a long line of dinosaur hunters.
Dinosaur hunters, great.
They are Welsh, only in name. And then we love the calling random things Persephone. Persephone this, Persephone that. That's our thing.
Wait, hold on. This is where Michael tears down the walls of things, Samantha.
Uh-huh. Okay, fair enough.
Persephone? Like the place in New Jersey?
Is that a place? I'm just reaching for deep memories here.
What is Persephone? What did you mean by that word?
I was thinking maybe Persephone. I was thinking persnickety.
Okay, so the name? Persnickety is a
word.
He did make up a word. Persnickety is a word. Do you want
I like that word.
I like to choose
change?
Two words and just slam them together.
Okay, where's Wales?
I had a bad run in college. They wanted to kick me out of there.
Stop.
I drove to all my classes, and they hated that.
Deepu, shut up. What are you talking about? You said you were Welsh. I need you to tell me where
Only
Wales
a name.
Is.
Only a name.
Okay, doesn't matter. Deepu, where's Wales?
Where's Wales?
Yeah.
It's in the UK.
Great. name three dinosaurs.
Triceratops, Brontosaurus, Pterodactyl.
Right, not yes. The first, Deepu, I cannot believe this. The only three dinosaurs to be taken away from existence. Did you know that when you did that? You didn't know you're that smart. Did you know that?
There's some left over. There's some behind.
No.
I took care of them, though. I took care of them. Me and my family.
Hold on, Deepu.
Wait, what do you mean the only dinosaurs taken away from existence?
This is what I'm saying. Deepu, you have no idea what you're talking about. There are no such thing as Triceratops. That dinosaur doesn't exist anymore. The paleontologists figured out that wasn't really the correct breed, and that there wasn't really any that they had misclassified it. And you said Brontosaurus as well.
Uh-huh.
Brontosaurus is another one of those that they believe they misclassified and isn't a dinosaur anymore. And I believe it's the same with pterodactyl. I don't know for sure, but two out of three are not dinosaurs.
Well, I'll tell you something, man. I killed something.
Wait, that's devastating, because Triceratops, until this moment, I guess, was my favorite dinosaur.
We are going to do a whole 3 years on dinosaurs. What does it... It's the same with Pluto. I'm devastated it's not a planet. What? This people have weird attachments, but yeah,
I am kind of bummed out
you
about the Triceratops.
You would let your mom get beat up in a restaurant and talk shit to me because I like the Triceratops too much?
This is what this show's about. It's about saying, why is everyone thinking this? Why do I need to defend my mom? And why do I care about?
You don't have to do shit.
All right, okay.
I just sat here and said, do whatever you want. That'd be a boring podcast.
It would be a boring podcast. Thank you so much. You're hilarious.
Question.
Okay, wait. We got to get up to Samantha yelling at us. Okay, Deepu, we're in a restaurant, and we're just having mother and son moments.
Yep. I'm polishing my gun.
Wait, why? Okay, yeah.
You're going to come up and you're going to have to find a reason that someone would curse at my mother in this restaurant.
I'd actually prefer a diner. I'm more used to it.
There we go. So let's start again. Sammy, you're me. And let's start action.
Oh my God, I'm so glad we're here and not in a fucking Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
They just overcharge everything. God, why don't you go to a better college?
Me, I am not very intelligent.
Go to a better college. Work harder.
I worked hard, but we're poor, so I couldn't get in.
I got into some, but I couldn't pay. I gave every last penny to schmooze over the dean, and you still didn't get in.
The dean? I didn't. What dean?
We sold
which
the house.
One?
We gave Dean
Wait,
Pritchard.
Which Dean Pritchard?
Yeah, Dean Pritchard.
Okay, I didn't get accepted to a college with a Dean Pritchard.
I know. I'm blown away. He took our money, and we have nothing left.
Excuse me. I just...
Why are we eating out?
You invited me, Mom.
We have to save money.
Excuse me here. Excuse me.
I don't even want water. We can't afford it.
Ma'am, I'm not a waiter. I'm actually sitting next to you, I noticed you guys both ordered coffee at this diner. It's great coffee, but I don't like to sit next to anyone who's drinking coffee. So if I could ask you to please just...
That's
just
ridiculous. You drink coffee, everyone drinks coffee.
Well,
you can't expect this of us. We're not going to move.
I don't
that's
know.
Weird,
if, fuck
that's
you.
That's a weird request. What is the reason? Can you elaborate?
Can I say? I understand it's a weird request before you get on, but you'll notice that all the tables around us aren't drinking coffee. This is a no... There used to be no smoker sections. I'm part of a lobbyist group.
Get
not everyone.
A nose plug. Is it the smell? What is the?
Well,
what is the, how did you know we were even drinking coffee if you weren't looking?
Can I say, sir? That's what people said about secondhand smoke. And so I'm a lobbyist, and I'm trying to start no coffee sections where nobody in the section around. So if you guys could, nothing against you. I hope you enjoy your meal, but please just throw both your full coffees out because I can we can all smell them in this section. And this is ridiculous.
You're not going to win this.
Don't call it. This is my life's work.
Question.
This is my life's work. Please don't call it ridiculous. Okay?
It's ridiculous.
Okay?
There's something contagious
in
coffee.
Did you know that people who smell coffee often then want to drink it? Do you want those consequences for your children or your children's children drinking what is a safe product because they smell it? Is that something you want for our kids?
Isn't that how everything delicious works? You smell it and then you want it?
Oh, delicious. Sure, that's just because it's a great bitter flavor and it's easy to make and you can add all these ingredients to it to make it your own. You think that's the reason that we should all drink it?
And you know what?
Don't you think that's fucking selfish?
What? I mean, yeah, the coffee beverage is a pretty high maintenance beverage. I agree. But, I mean, this place makes a great cup. That's why I'm here.
Oh. You know who else made great things? Parliament. Philip Morris. They made a great cigarette, didn't they, ma'am? Are you a fucking idiot? Are you an idiot?
Whoa, what? That's all I wanted you to do. Just a quick whoa, because that was not a lot. See, I let it escalate because that was just a stern conversation, and then it got a little aggressive. So hold on, just pump the brakes. That's all you need to do. That's all I'm saying. I think is like required.
Throw the brakes. Just throw the brakes and then walk away. Then let them handle it themselves.
Samantha, are you still recording? Yeah. Debu, we have to do an ad. I want to do an ad.
Okay, so
you never take me anywhere to do ads.
Well, okay, all right, let's do this. Let's do an ad for Soundbite.
No, I say we do one for Soundbite.
Oh, okay, fine. Your call.
Do you spell it?
S-O-U-N-D-B-Y-T-E.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. I think it's spelled S-O-U-N-D-B-Y-T-E.
That's the same thing, but it's still a great
app. Don't argue over semantics. Because if you don't respect my opinions, Soundbite is spelled S-O-U-N-D-B-Y-T-E.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you. God, jeez. I respect everyone's opinions so long as they eventually agree with me.
Soundbite.com. What?
Nope. Soundbiteapp.com. That isn't a website. Oh. But you can't just make up websites. I've actually told you about that before. Soundbite. Download it. It's an audio app.
How should we do this? I want to just really quickly,
okay,
in the opening of the show, you know, I didn't know we were going to have a comic on this week, so why I had this whole thing for Tinder planned, and I'm going to come off as the most hack person ever by bringing
it up. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why, if there's someone else on here, why do I have to listen to your hack bullshit? Why
it's
do
a little
I
easier, because I never have to see you in person, which is kind of nice. So.
But I constantly cut you off when I'm like, yes, Deepu, send that bit to the 1980s.
Yeah, but that's funnier. That's funnier. But sometimes, you know, if there's a guest on, they're like, oh, this fucking chooch.
But there's thousands of people listening every week that are like, oh, this fucking chooch. I'll tell you something I'm not tolerating anymore. When someone has – now we're doing bits. Thank you for listening to – I know we don't get serious on the show, but that was really important to me. You know when people – like you talk about somebody what drink they're ordering and they're like – sorry if you don't drink, by the way. And don't – I guess if – you know what? Even if you don't drink, this bit will connect with you. So people be like, you know, oh, I'm making – rum and cokes, and someone's like, oh, none for me, and you go, wait, why? Like, it's the most generic. Well, a few years ago, I drank rum and coke at a party, and I just got too drunk, and now I can't look at it. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm. I've heard that excuse many times, mainly with tequila.
But that's so, here's how you know it's fake, because tequila is known in 80s comedy as this, oh, tequila. You know what I mean? The shitty joke of, oh, we had too much tequila.
I feel like a lot of great joke word, you know, usage, you know, there's a lot of hard consonants in tequila, so it's that gives it its nice punchiness. You know, if you say if
this
you
is the
just
most
substitute
not,
that
this
for
is what I'm talking about is that I'm not going to tolerate nonsense about food anymore. This nice, all these hard word, punchy word flavor punches. What are you talking about?
No, that's why I think the word tequila stuck. Like, oh my god, tequila is the worst, as opposed to rum. Or,
I think the joke came from. I think a lot of people, when there was a little bit laxer border control, used to go to Mexico to get prostitutes and drink. I think that used to be a known thing, especially in L.A., where a lot of our content comes from. I think that was a known sort of party guy in the area. And I think people like tequila became this thing of like, well, what's the one Mexican thing I know? And it's just all about – it's just profiling. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, nobody feels that – like. You'd have to have such a strong – something really bad would have to happen to you. Probably – here's what it is, especially with alcohol. There's no way that you – what kind of illogical person is like – I understand, like, I drank too much, and it's like, now I have to, like, you know, hold back on drinking because I had this horrible experience with drinking. But what person is like, oh, I'm going to continue the drug, but but just not that flavor, which is all you're saying.
No, you're right. It is a dumb move. It is a dumb move on their part to say – to blame the one – species? One type of alcohol?
You gotta just start learning what words mean.
No, I refuse.
Just, I mean, get a word-a-day calendar. I've suggested this to people. I know this sounds like left field. Reading sometimes helps you understand what words are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you read?
I'm not sure the word I was
read?
Looking
hold
for
on,
there
hold
was
on.
Gonna
Let's
be.
Have just some genuine conversation. Do you read? Before we talk about, because everyone's gonna write in being like, no, I had this thing with alcohol and I can't drink it. And people are gonna talk about traumatic stuff. But do you read?
Sparsely.
No,
words
is the
here and there.
Because the answer, the next question would be, what book are you reading? So,
You have to read a book to be reading. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I didn't ask
Mike.
If you were literate. Like, yeah, most people that like read often have a book they're working on. You don't have one, even a book that you put down and you stopped. Definitely not. You're definitely not.
I'm writing a book. Goddammit. I'm writing a book. Goddammit.
Okay. So why aren't you?
And it's riddled.
Why aren't you reading?
It's riddled with errors.
It's riddled with errors. Why aren't you reading at the same time? That's a legitimate thing. Sometimes when I watch movies. When I'm making a movie, I don't want to talk about the process, but I won't watch certain movies. Is that why you're not reading? Because you're writing the book?
Why doesn't like a blog post count? Why doesn't a blog post?
I'll tell you why. Because they are written by morons.
Well, you know what? Jack Kerouac was kind of a moron.
Jack Kerouac died before blogs were invented.
Yeah, I know, but he's a moron, and the fact that I read his book would not count as reading, based on your logic.
No, because you think he's a moron, it's okay if you think he does. I'm not gonna.
He's a total moron.
Okay, well,
absolute
the thing
moron.
Is that there is some legitimacy to
always let the toilet seat up.
He was always doing that. I go, Jack, if you're gonna leave the toilet seat up so much, you might as well go into the wild.
I'm guessing that's a book he
God,
wrote.
Deepu, you definitely are. Don't read.
Okay. Hello, dear listener. I want to talk.
Hi.
Damn it.
Honey, shut up. He's talking to me.
I want to talk a little bit, just very briefly, about unrealistic superstitions. Okay, some of them are pretty reliable sometimes. Shut up. Shut up. I know what I'm saying is flawed. Everything I say
I'm
is
laughing.
Flawed.
I can't enjoy my own show.
No, you can enjoy it. At my expense? Does it have to be at my expense every time?
Well, if you say something stupid, it is going to be at your expense, not my fault.
Okay, okay. Well,
it's in your contract.
Oh, yeah, it does say that. Damn
oh,
it.
I should have.
It does say that.
I should have put that in there.
So there's a lot of superstitions that...
Would you have signed it if it said, also, Mike can laugh at Deepu directly?
Hey, it's business, man. I knew that was going to be the deal going in.
Sorry. So I start over. Seriously, let's give this cold open the cold ending it deserves.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about superstitions.
No, do it from the beginning.
Okay. Hello, dear listener.
Hi there.
I want to talk.
How are you?
I'm. Shut up, producer. I want to talk about superstitions very briefly in this cold open. There are random things that we do out of fear that, you know, God's going to punish us if we do it. And
welcome to the comedy show.
Well, the first date met in the park, if you want to do the park. Second date met in a nice restaurant that I wasn't going to buy anything at.
Where did the musical conversation come up?
Happened at both places, actually.
God, you learned. What were you doing? Was this a stand-up?
Well,
I'll try it out on the first audience, and if it doesn't go well, I'll cut it for the second. What are you doing with your life? Okay, let's do it in the park because I like the oral landscape I can set up in post-production. So we're in the park.
All right. So we're meeting each other for the first time. So, hey, your name's
Evelyn. Hi, I'm hi,
oh,
I'm
you're
Evelyn.
Nailing your voice. You're nailing it.
Hi there, I'm Evelyn. Nice to meet you.
Hi,
oh, you're much.
Up?
You're much cuter than in your picture.
And you are certainly a human, so what's
no.
going on?
You're so funny. You want to sit here on this bench?
Let's sit down.
It has I've been here for a while. This one has the least amount of pigeon shit on it.
That's good. That's
but
good.
But the most amount of squirrel shit. So there's pluses and minuses.
Perfect. So
saying plus two pluses in that case. More squirrel shit. So tell me, Deepu.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of squirrels, but I don't think with a gun to my head I could identify squirrel poop.
I was about to ask you, what does squirrel poop look like? Because I don't know what you're looking at.
I don't know. I assume it comes out
this
just
disgusting.
Like the acorns they eat.
This is disgusting. I don't know. You know, if we're going to be together for the rest of our lives, this is how we're going to start?
See,
you know
this
what?
You can
fucked
I,
up.
Can I,
Go
can I,
get up, come back, and let's start
okay,
again.
Let me start over. Can I make a pitch first? A lot of people in this world, what they want to do is should I just go full Harvey Firestein? Because I'm close, and I'm
going to do it. Okay, so a lot of people in this world, when they meet someone, they go, oh, let's talk about all the nice stuff, you know, right away, that we will like each other. But you're fucking yourself, because later in life, all you're going to have left is talking about squirrel poop. If you go through all the good subjects in the first 3 dates, then the rest of your life is searching, what do I do, honey? Then you're 50 years old, you're in a house, you're screaming upstairs because you thought of something to talk about, and you go, honey, do you know what squirrel, let's Google squirrel poop together. So I'm just saying.
Evelyn, your thought process is a lot like the late George Carlin in his 70s. That's
Well, let me tell you something.
It's quite impressive.
You can get on the plane. I'm going in the plane. Now we can start the conversation over. Hi, my name's Evelyn. I'm Harvey Firestein in a dress.
Hi, Evelyn. I'm Gil. Nice to meet you.
How's it going? Oh, you're much cuter in person than you are in your picture.
Thank you. You know, I always have a problem. I always have a problem trying to get nice photos of myself. I stop myself. I'm always like, I'm a man. I don't need to do that.
Can I ask you a question about my sentence I just said?
Sure.
Because I feel as though that people say, oh, well, in the picture he wasn't as good looking. But then when they have weddings, they take a fucking 100 pictures. So isn't it better to actually be someone who looks better in photography than in real life?
That's a great question. I mean, but if you're not good looking in real life, then
just
you're not...
put the picture over his face.
Yeah, I mean, I've never
just
seen anyone
walk around
do
with
that.
A Halloween mask.
Again, not really done, but I mean, if you are in that weird situation, if you're in that 1,000th percent of society, that
we
is...
We don't have to deal with it, so it's fine.
You don't have to deal with it? What does that mean?
You're better looking. You're better looking in real life
than
in photography.
Yeah. No, I know. That's why I never thought about this conundrum. But tell me a little bit about, you know, what are your interests? I know you're into musical theater, so have you seen
As Harvey Fierstein, I've seen a lot of musicals.
Okay.
I mean, Evelyn.
Evelyn, you know.
I am not Harvey Fierstein.
Of course not. Even though you introduced yourself as Harvey Fierstein in a dress. Yeah.
Yes. My mistake. Sometimes I forget that's not me.
I saw Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
I love it. What a great musical. What a returning to energy and it's a great story. It tells a story through music. It's a really good, and you know, it's international. It's an international hit, and you don't get that a lot. No one's going to see. Well, they would see Lion King anyway. That's a bad example. But who the fuck is seeing Cats in another country?
Yeah,
lots of people as well. But my point is that it's Hedwig is different.
I'll tell you, man, that first scene where the lead actress goes up there and she starts belting out this sad aria to start off the show.
I could
hear the years of struggle she went through to get that role in every note she was singing.
What?
It was beautiful.
That's ridiculous.
I mean,
what the fuck are you talking about?
I was just projecting, I guess.
Course you were. And it's not even why it's good. A good actress wouldn't be up there. Nobody, you know, they wouldn't go up on stage and you can hear how it was. Christian Bale doesn't come out as Batman and you go, oh, I can just hear all of his crunches. What are you talking about? He's Batman. You don't go, oh, I can just see how much he was.
I don't know. I think
I can see how much traffic he stood in to get this role.
Well, I think
the fuck are you talking about?
Well, with movies like The Machinist, you could definitely say, "Oh my god."
No, what was good about it? It's not good if you can tell the actor is the real person. That's the opposite. That's literally the opposite of acting.
With the exception of Street Signs and video game prompts.
Oh no.
The last thing I've read was a newspaper cover in 2010.
It
was forced.
Yeah, that sounds fake,
was that
right?
No.
Oh yeah, did a friend come up and be like, hey,
don't read anymore.
That's waiting in the doctor's office type of reading.
Yes,
that
yes.
Sound like fun.
I'll never forget the headline.
Okay,
Ten ways to suck out meat from a lobster.
No. Is this a joke? You need to be serious. No. This is a joke.
Yeah, and it was when OJ was going to jail. He was on the cover.
Did you read about it? What? No. Hold on. Here's a great example. Hold on. Here's a great example. Why did OJ go to jail, Deepu? You don't fucking know.
No,
and
I
that's
do.
The point. Is
Give
you
me
gotta
a second.
Read, asshole.
Give me a second.
You don't know anything. You just read headlines. You posted something the other week, and I don't
no.
want to talk about it on this page. And I said, Did you read the thing that tweet is about? Did you read the actual article? And you were like, oh, no. Well, I just posted a thing.
Oh, everyone just retweet this random thing, and it'll take care of it. Just call the senator and say whatever
that's
the script says.
That's working, right? That's working, right? Because
I mean,
a lot of times
if I did
happens,
it. I didn't do it. But if it would work if I did it, and people like
if
me
you had,
did
if you had told someone in the government. You didn't even banish. Jacinta, this is the level we're dealing with here. You didn't even read a whole tweet.
I feel like we're asking the wrong question.
Yeah.
How do we suck the meat out of a lobster?
Great question.
Oh, there's so many ways. You can put your mouth on it and inhale.
You know what? If that is the headline, I'm going to be a little bit of a producer here. Are you being serious that was the headline?
Yeah. Swear to God. And okay, I do know why OJ went to jail. He was a part.
Okay, okay, fine, fine. I'll believe you. I don't want to talk about
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
My dad is OJ. I don't want to bring it. It's a tough subject.
Damn.
It's a tough subject for me. Yeah, I don't talk about it a lot. Hold on, Jacinta, because I think Jacinta's a genius.
Oh.
Okay.
Thanks. I get that a lot.
That's you, Lasco. Hold on. Deepu, everyone stay radio calm here. What year?
2010. Oh, you're gonna check when that OJ went to jail. Whoa.
No, dude, I'm gonna see how many ways you know how to suck meat out of a lobster. This is a genius way to do this. Let's see if you know, man.
All right.
Okay, I believe. Hold on. 10 ways to eat lobster. 2010. Would you know the newspaper?
It was the Daily News. It was the Daily News.
Oh,
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I found it. Okay, Deepu, I've got them all right here.
All
right. Not only do I doubt that you're going to get them, I doubt you remember. I doubt you're going to get close. Hold on. I want to verify because I believe the Daily News quoted someone else. Hold on. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, they actually interviewed locals. They asked like people from different cultures, like how Chinese suck at it.
Wow, that was a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't.
Did you say this was front page?
Well, it was a title on the front page, but like the main picture was OJ going to prison.
Oh, you Americans. You're so funny.
We love OJ.
Right?
We love the
OJ
story.
I am funny. All I heard in that was I'm funny.
all right. So,
okay.
10 ways. We ready to do this?
I am so certain you don't remember it because this article is not at all. Okay. Wait,
like
hold
common
on.
Sense.
This was in a actual newspaper. It wasn't online. And they don't necessarily put everything online.
Okay.
This was print only. I remember it said print only on the article. But so the first I don't remember the order exactly, but here are the 10 ways. So
it might not be 10. Hold on, because I have a different article they quoted that year about lobster.
I don't think you're finding it. I don't think you're close, man. It was print only. It was print only. All right, number one.
How did you derive that, 2010?
It said print only on the article. The last
You're
thing
such a fucking... I'm not even entertaining this. You don't remember.
It was the last thing I read. Of course I remember it. It was so vivid. It was the last time I read a paragraph. You'd fucking remember that, too.
I have from the Daily News was quoting... If you're going to say techniques, the article I'm finding is about, like, different ways to cook it.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about ways to suck out the meat.
All right, go ahead, name 10.
All right. Number one. It's not the exact order in the article, but it's it's 10. Number one, put your mouth on it, suck it. Number two.
Nope. Anyway, Deepu, this was your episode.
that was
he doesn't read. He doesn't read. I mean, it's amazing, and then he chooses not to know anything.
Number two, pay a friend. Get a friend to suck it out, and then
Yep.
I don't feel like this is for lobster anymore.
Yeah.
This is definitely for something else. Mm-hmm.
Deepu, great joke, great long con. What's the last book you read? Let's ask Jacinta. Jacinta, what's the last book you read?
I'm currently reading one called Relics.
Ooh, what's it about?
Right now it's about this woman's boyfriend who goes missing, and when she investigates it, she comes across this black market who sells like relics of the supernatural, like goblins and
cool. Wait, whole goblins? Goblin slavery?
Like almost like it's like a black market, right? So I would imagine I'm not up to the part yet, but
now I want to recognize something. Deepu, notice how she didn't read the whole thing, and the way she's talking about the book is recognizing that she doesn't know everything about it. Are you understanding the importance of reading entire things?
I mean, I don't understand the importance of remembering what a book said. I mean, except for like,
did you get hit
history.
In the head with a brick at some point?
Well, listen, when I'm reading a sci-fi book.
What do you mean?
Book,
did somebody say that to you in like a rehab center? Like, don't try to remember it all.
Yeah.
Just try.
People I hang out as little as possible so I don't get mad at anything.
you're also uneducated. Okay, wait, okay. I want to just to keep so keep going. I'm also reading not a big surprise. Fantasy author is reading a fantasy book, and guy who knows fantasy author is reading a fantasy book. What and so what do you think is going to happen?
Oh well, I think it's they're like body parts, or like they're actually. I'm not 100% sure. I just read like a little bit of the blurb and I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds really good. So
oh, like how they used to sell saints, like saints' yeah. fingers and things like that. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Deepu, what are we talking about? Hold on, everyone else in the conversation said, yeah, exactly. Deepu?
I blanked out because I was thinking about my own thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading a book too. I'm
but
reading.
Hold on, but I had a good reason
okay.
to.
Why? Oh, you had a good reason to be a dumb rube. Yes, it's a non-reading.
Yeah, I mean, what am I gonna do? Ask some questions.
I can't pay attention to the sentences happening. I shouldn't make fun of people from the South. They're all smarter than you. hold on, I'll do a different accent. to triumph the insult, comic dog. Oh no, I can't remember. What Jacinta was saying, because I just your only job was to listen to what she was saying and then reply.
No, you're right. I felt bad at one point because I was like, damn, I didn't listen to what book she was reading. But
you didn't even listen to what we were talking about.
Something about saints' fingers being cut off, some sort of punishments.
Great, he doesn't know. Great, he doesn't know. Do you hear that, Jacinta? He has no idea what we're talking about.
That's okay.
Amazing.
This is amazing.
No, it's not okay. This is how we need to treat people who do. This is how we need to treat people who decide. I just don't need to be educated. I just don't. I can ignore thinking. That congratulations, saints. As punishment for being saints, your fingers get cut off. That's how Deepu understands relics.
Little paragraph? There's four paragraphs here.
There's four paragraphs, so I'll do the first one, you'll do the second one, I'll do the third one, and you'll do the fourth one. Now, on the fourth one, Deepu, have you noticed that it's moonshot.audio?
Yeah.
Okay, well, get ready for us to read the fucking ad. Moonshot is a new podcast from Lawson Media that explores seemingly impossible technology ideas and the people trying to make them happen. These are real ideas that might just change the world as we know it.
The show covers topics like self-driving cars, Mars space travel, artificial intelligence, and even the people trying to integrate in technology with your body and your mind.
You can find the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
More information on the show can be found on our website, or on their website, actually, moonshot.audio.
You did so good with that. I am so proud of you. And you've now proven that you don't read English in some sort of parrot way when you're copying people. I now know because I gave you that copy and you read it. That advertiser's going to be, I'm going to say, this is not only about really complicated ideas that Deepu can't understand. It's about literacy.